according to our plan, an intervention by our friend from Egypt, Aban Ali, a famous journalist who has interviewed our leader, President Putin, on many occasions, and he represents the Egyptian, Islamic, and Eurasian multipolar world.
It is truly a great honor to be able to speak to you now. I'm not going to be taking a lot of your time. Let me just highlight two main points. Something that you discussed before. Ms. Zaharova spoke about the children of Donbas in the western part. And we've built a parallel, we've drawn a parallel between the children of Donbas who suffered because of the coup, starting from that time in 2014, and have been suffering since now. The children of Palestine are also suffering. But now everybody's talking about what's happening in the Gaza Strip. But they forget, they keep forgetting that the war is waging not just in the Strip of Gaza, but on the western bank of Jordan River. That's where the war is going on for many years, and not a single person is talking about this. Every single day, Israel kills not just children, but women, men, senior people of different ages. So let's call a spade a spade. Let's give the real names to things. And let's not forget that the Western Bank is another territory where the war is being waged. And it didn't start on the 7th of November, it started much earlier than that. So that's one thing. Second, we are now striving to build a multipolar world. And we seem to be looking enthusiastically at the BRICS project and on expansion of BRICS. Me and Mr. Dugin today, we spoke together during the previous session that in order to achieve the outcome we need, we shouldn't forget that inside every country, there are some internal forces that are pro-Western. And those pro-Western forces are a hindrance to our project, are a hindrance to our aspirations. Thank you.